Hey guys, welcome to the number 251 ever episode of Always Talk with Chase. I am Chase Coburn, and today we are back with another episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. And today is going to be an episode that you won't see that often. It's official, folks. Bradley Beal is a Phoenix Sun and is no longer a part of the Washington Wizards, which is unfortunate, to say the least, but we are going to break down the situation. If it was good for the team, good for the Suns, what's next? Goodbyes to Beal. A bunch of stuff we're going to be breaking down, basically just a trade reaction. And we also have a video from a YouTuber with 70,000 subscribers, Andrew Fenichel. He's been on here before. He's been on the Cool Sports Network. He's got a quick clip for us that we're going to be importing into this episode as well. So today's going to be a great episode. It's going to be a decent one. And yeah, let's not waste any time here. Let's get into this.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. I am Chase Coburn.
Porter can't find anybody. He gives it to Wall. Working against Bradley for three. Oh, he's
Troy Brown Jr. finding Beal.
So yeah, folks, that's it. Bradley Beal is a Phoenix Sun and also a part of the deal. Jordan Goodwin and Isaiah Todd are going to Phoenix, and I'll explain why that is the case in a second. Wizards, on the other hand, they get Chris Paul, Landry Shamet, 4 second-round picks and 2 pick swaps. So yeah, that's a wrap. Beal is no longer a Washington Wizard, which, to be honest, I never really thought this day would happen. I thought really under new ownership, and I broke this down when the Wizards initially fired Tommy Shepard, I didn't think anything would change. I thought the Wizards would still be, well, the Wizards. And it looks like they are moving in a rebuilding direction, which is great. To be honest, that is really great, and that is what the team needs at the end of the day. And I feel like it's been a long-awaited kind of announcement that they're going to go in rebuild mode. And by trading Beal, you're definitely going in rebuild mode. They probably told him, look, we're going to rebuild. You could either want to get traded or you could stay along for this. And Beal's probably like, let me get out of here. But some may not like the package that the Wizards are getting. You didn't get a first-round pick. And for the other three teams that were bidding, it looked like they were going to get a first-round pick from either Miami, Milwaukee, or Sacramento. But instead, they had to do the trade with Phoenix because of Beal's no-trade clause. And I feel bad for the Wizards management right now, but with Will Dawkins, Michael Winger. And that's because they were put in this situation because of Tommy Shepard and the previous front office stupidity. And now they have to make the best of that situation. So 2 years ago, they probably would have gotten a young player and 2 firsts, or a role player and 3 first-round picks for Bradley Beal. I mean, this was a guy who 2 years ago was going toe-to-toe with Steph Curry for the NBA scoring title. And then now, 2 years later, is an injury-prone star on one of the worst contracts in the NBA who shows no value outside of scoring the ball, essentially. So they're not going to get too much for him. And I'll break down real quick what I think of this trade for the Suns, because personally, I don't think the Suns gained anything by doing this trade at all. I mean, Devin Booker and Bradley Beal are the same player, except Devin Booker does his job better. They're both just pure scorers. They don't add much more value to the team. If you need them to go off scoring the ball, they can. If you need them to be Superman, you can. Beal used to be that guy, not as much anymore. It's gotten to a lower extent. Booker is essentially just a better version of Beal. So you basically, it's basically like Devin Booker looking in a mirror and just not as good. So I really don't think the Bradley Beal is adding anything to this team. They have scoring. They have Booker, who is a bucket getter when he's healthy, and he has been the past 2 years, and he's just been a complete bucket getter. We know the kind of scorer that Devin Booker is. Kevin Durant is in the argument to be the greatest scorer the game has ever seen. So, I mean, why do you need Beal? Is the solution to get over the top, not to gain depth, not to get a big man, not to get defense, not to trade DeAndre Ayton, but instead add your third scorer to the team? That's the way to get over the top. And Matt Ishbia has gone too crazy ever since he's come in as the owner. I get he's trying to do a lot, but right now if I'm Phoenix. I don't understand how they're the hands-down championship favorite. If they combined, if Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, and Bradley Beal combined next season, play 160 games combined, I'd be shocked. So think about that. That means if one of them plays 80 games, the other two would only have to play 40 games each, which shouldn't be that hard. But that's how injury-prone these guys are. They're injury-prone, and they basically are all doing the same thing. With Durant not having as good defense ever since he tore the Achilles, ACL, whatever it was. So the point is, Phoenix isn't really gaining anything out of this trade, in my opinion. Take Washington. And again, there's not really much that they could do. I'm glad they cleared a ton of money in this trade because you get Beal's contract off the books. And that alone, if you just do this trade without Goodwin and Isaiah Todd, clears up $5.6 million and over $150 million over the next 3 years. So that's great. They get rid of his contract. I feel like that's a big enough win of itself. As much as we love Beal, that contract was not feasible long-term, especially if we wanted to move in a rebuilding direction. He's being owed over $200 million over the next 4 years. So keeping that contract on the books was almost impossible. And I'm surprised someone took him. The rebuild starts. I'm not mad overall. I think the Wizards definitely could have got some more value. It's hard to judge the trade already because what's going to happen is with these trades, especially if, like, Porzingis doesn't go to Portland, he goes to a team like Brooklyn or a team like Boston, which I've seen mocked, and Kyle Kuzma, they'll just let him go. But when you think of a guy like Porzingis, and then Chris Paul is going to be dealt most likely to the Clippers, we'll have to see that part of the deal. Doubt he stays more than a week as a part of the Washington Wizards. So we'll have to break that down as well. So say he goes to the Clippers, they get, like, Eric Gordon, Marcus Morris contract, stuff with Nicholas Batum, guys like that, Robert Covington. They're going to have to take on some contracts. They took on the Landry Shamet contract, which isn't the best contract in the world. It's over $10 million a year for the next 3 years. So that's not incredible. But the Wizards are just going to have to take on these contracts and then let them go in free agency or trade them to a contending team. Think about what the Lakers did last year, getting D'Angelo Russell, getting Rui Hachimura, getting Jared Vanderbilt, getting Malik Beasley. Sometimes teams that are looking to compete and go to the next level, they need some role players. So if the Wizards can pick up some of those contracts, which they will throughout this entire process, they'll just hold on to them and have like a ton of salary cap next offseason or the 2025 offseason, or dish them out and have a few draft picks and some assets to use as well. Something else you have to think about is the fact that the Wizards, and we don't know the exact trades yet. We don't know the second round picks that the Wizards are getting. We don't know all the swaps. But what we do know is that one of the swaps is a 2026 first round pick swap, which means they basically swap first round picks in 2026. And that may seem bad because you may think, okay, Chase, the Wizards are still going to be rebuilding in 2026. I don't think so. I think at that point, the Wizards are already going to have a foundation where they can at least play somewhat competitive basketball. I think what they did last season, I can see them doing what they did or see them doing in 2026. Kind of a competitive roster. All right, finally, you start to play competitive ball. Well, on the other hand, Phoenix is putting all their eggs in one basket for the next 2 years with Durant, three off seasons from now, after two seasons. He's going to be 37 years old after these two seasons. Beal's only going to be more injury-prone and more regressing, so they basically just have Devin Booker and a basket of basketballs, and that's not feasible. So Phoenix could be really bad in 2026, and the Wizards will swap with that pick. So you go from essentially what the Wizards have this year, 8 to 10 range, whatever, to like a top 5 pick. So it may not be the biggest thing in the world. I think I could definitely see it like a 7 for 8 thing, something like that, or maybe Phoenix is really good and the Wizards are so bad and this doesn't help. But I think that if Phoenix starts to blow it up, which I just can't see a roster with this core of players staying together for more than a year, if Phoenix is not good in 2026, which I do not expect they will be, then that 2026 first pick swap could be one of the more valuable things the Wizards got out of this trade. So I know some may be underwhelmed. They may be saying Bradley Beal, an all-star caliber player, they got nothing for him, but they really didn't have a choice. With the Miami Heat, we were looking at an offer of Kyle Lowry, Duncan Robinson, and two first-round picks. Instead, we're looking at Chris Paul, Landry Shamet, and four second-round picks. So, that's obviously changing the game here, and I think it was really because of Beal's no trade clause. And there are two different ways to grade this. You could grade it based off what the Wizards did in the situation and what they did in the trade. Because when you look at the previous management, now that you look back to see the position that the Wizards were put in, they were completely pathetic. Their idiocy is the reason why we're here. With the no-trade clause and the big contract and all of that and refusing to rebuild. So, I mean, how do you really grade that? I mean, considering what the Wizards had to work with, I think they did a good job, even if they can't get a ton of picks, which they do own their picks. That's not a problem. But even though they're not going to be, even though they're not going to be getting any picks out of this trade, at least what they know is that they're going to get short, big contracts and then free all the money off the books. So by basically the 2025 offseason, the Wizards could be in a big race for a guy like Giannis Antetokounmpo, who, if I am mistaken, I'm pretty sure he is a free agent in 2025. Guys like that, and then they could start to go after free agency, or maybe they have a young core then. Who knows? So, I mean, it's definitely the start of the rebuild. Next, what you got to expect is Kristaps Porzingis. That's got to be the next move here. And I just think, I don't really know how I feel about this deal for the Wizards. I think it could kind of go both ways. And it's just an interesting trade for the Wizards because, again, you're not getting the value that you wanted, but at the same time, you should probably take what they actually got, not being able to have a ton of salary. But to kind of help us out and to see if I'm not the only one that's confused, we had Andrew Fenichel back onto the show, and he has a quick little segment to talk about what he thinks of the Bradley Beal trade as a Wizards fan.
Yo, what's up, Chase? Andrew Fenichel here. 60 seconds on this Bradley Beal to the Phoenix Suns trade. You know, man, it's funny. Like, this is somehow a win-win and a lose-lose for both teams. First time in NBA history. Because for the Wizards, it's like, great. You committed to rebuilding. You're going to go full tank, full Oklahoma City Thunder. You trade away your star Bradley Beal, but all you get for him is, like, Chris Paul, Landry Shamet, and a few second-round picks. I guess you got a couple pick swaps, but they're not going to use those. That just doesn't really help you rebuild at all. Meanwhile, for the Suns, it's like, great. All you had to do to get a borderline all-star in Bradley Beal was a few second-round picks. But that's not what they need, man. They have enough scoring. They have KD. They have Devin Booker. They need their Aaron Gordon. They need their KCP, their Christian Brown. They didn't need another Devin Booker. So I don't know, man. This is just a weird trade, but I'm happy the Wizards are finally rebuilding.
You know, so I feel like Andrew basically explained, if you want to see the video version of this, go to Sports for Kids, but I feel like Andrew explained exactly what we're trying to figure out here, which is kind of like a win-lose for both teams, because now Suns are great on paper, but they're not going to click, as I mentioned. Wizards finally get rid of Beal's contract and start rebuilding, but they didn't probably get the value they wanted. So it's a very tough situation. Again, next we got to expect a Porzingis trade. Doubt Kyle Kuzma will have anything to do with the Wizards again. If he is somehow a Washington Wizard in the month of July, something weird is happening in the NBA. But I think that this is going to be a very interesting process. And this is actually, when you think about Beal getting traded, you want him to get traded because let's be real, it's the right thing for the team. I mean, the Wizards had to move on from Beal. It was not feasible to have him long term. He continued to get hurt. There's no reason to be the 10th to 12th seed every year. Maybe make a plan. Maybe make a first round. Maybe force a 6-game series in the first round. It's not worth it. What are you gonna gain out of that? You don't get an award for making the playoffs. So they definitely had to rebuild, and it's unfortunate to say because I am someone that loves Bradley Beal. I'm staring at a signed autograph right now in my room. And, you know, the Wizards just got to let him go. They have no choice but to let him go. And that's what they did. And it's going to be a very interesting few years here in Wiz Talk with Chase. It's not going to be pretty. But I'm also wearing an Oriole shirt right now. And look what they did in the MLB. They got really bad. Got guys like Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson, guys like that. Austin Hayes, Ryan Mountcastle, Anthony Santander. They got these guys, developed them, and now the Orioles are one of the best teams in the American League, one of the best teams in the MLB, period. So that's what the Wizards are trying to do. They're trying to restart. They're hitting the reset button. But at the same time, while I'm happy the Wizards are doing that, and that's what I've been asking for them to do for about 2 years now, it's still sad to see Beal go. And for those who do not know, for those who may be new to the podcast, Beal is on my podcast logo. And some may not like this, but I'm not changing my logo when it comes to Beal. Porzingis, he may be gone, but when it comes to Beal, that's not getting changed. And some may not like this, but what some seem to forget to realize in sports is that even though winning is the main goal, and trust me, I'd rather have a championship right now as a Wizards fan, because that's something no one's really gotten. If you're an average age, lifetime, right now, you haven't really seen that since you were an infant. But, if you have. But the point is that sometimes in sports, there are players that just excite you. There are players that make you enjoy the game. And even though Beal wouldn't seem like that player to an average sports fan, Beal is that player to me. I mean, I wouldn't be sitting here having a podcast about the Washington Wizards, one of the most losingest franchises in the history of the game, if it weren't for Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal. I'm just telling you guys the truth. And with Westbrook, he was there for 1 year. But Beal, he was the heart and soul of this team for over a decade. For over a decade. And even though there were times where he did not do his part of the bargain, or live up to his part of the bargain, Bradley Beal was the Washington Wizards, and one of the greatest to ever wear this uniform. And so, he's not getting changed on my logo, because people got to know that the Washington Wizards and Bradley Beal connected. It was this connection. It was this pride. It was just funness. That's not even a word. It was just a ton of fun to see Beal on this team. But we got to let him go. There's no choice. But people got to know that this podcast would not be around without Bradley Beal. So Bradley Beal will stay on the logo for the rest of time. Bradley Beal is going to be on this logo. That's it. He's on the logo. And some may not like that, but that's too bad. He's on the logo, and he stays on the logo, because this podcast would not be possible without him. So, I doubt he's listening to this, but somehow, Bradley Beal, if you are listening to this, thank you. Because while we never really got to the promised land or anywhere close to it, I have enjoyed watching Bradley Beal play basketball in a Washington Wizards uniform more than you guys could ever know. And to be able to talk every single night about Bradley Beal. He's just a fun player. He has this swagger. He has this determination. He's a fun basketball player. And it made it a lot of fun to have him on the team when I knew every other night when I was talking about this team, when I knew I was about to go watch Bradley Beal play basketball. So it's bittersweet because it had to be done. But at the same time, my heart didn't want it to happen, but my brain knew it had to happen. So there's the start of the rebuild, folks. We got Denny Avdija, we got Corey Kispert, we got Johnny Davis, and some grace of God, he can somehow play basketball. We got the number 8 overall pick, which is interesting, because it looked like the Wizards were going to take Anthony Black, but now Ashore Thompson, it looks like, could possibly fall to number 8. And if somehow Cam Whitmore falls to 8, I don't even know where you'll live, but you will hear me screaming in excitement. So we will have to see, and we're going to have a few episodes over the next few days breaking down a ton of the draft targets. For those who forget, those are Grady Dick, Cam Whitmore, Ashore Thompson, Jairus Walker, Anthony Black, Nick Smith, Taylor Hendricks, Jordan Hawkins, and I'm also going to add Keontae George into the race as well. He was not on my list initially, but he is going to be added to that number 8 list in case the Wizards want to, you know, kind of take a risky one and take Keontae George. So, Bradley Beal, again, if you're somehow listening to this, I cannot thank you enough. And your time with Washington was absolutely amazing. And unlike the Russell Westbrook one, I can't be as upset. But at the same time, it is pretty sad to see Beal go. So overall, I think the Wizards made the best of the situation. The rebuild has started, and it's going to be a fun ride to see how these young players continue to grow and continue to get better. And if somehow 5 years from now, somehow, if the Wizards could get to the promised land, I mean, I would be thrilled. And so let's go through this journey. It's going to be a long journey, ladies and gentlemen. But for those who stay along for this journey, I'll always remember you guys as the ones who stayed along when the Wizards finally win a championship. Bradley Beal, thank you so much. But in every book, there's a new chapter, and the chapter always has to end, and while this one lasted a while, eventually it had to end. Thank you, Bradley Beal, but it's time to start a new chapter of basketball in the nation's capital. We hope you guys enjoyed the 251st ever edition of Wiz Talk with Chase. New news. I'm now active on Twitter. Please follow me, Chase Coburn, at Cool Sports Kid, on Twitter. I've been posting a lot about the Orioles and the Wizards, but obviously, of course, I'm continuing to post about the Wizards, but with Ravens football and, Capitals hockey and Huskies men's basketball and just sports in general, we're gonna have a ton of coverage on Twitter, and we're gonna be trying to connect with you guys on there. So follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter, watch out for Sports for Kids. We got a ton of coverage, and actually a goodbye video to Bradley Beal most likely is gonna go on there as well, so you do not want to miss that. Thank you guys so much. You have no idea, it's been a blast, Brad, and hope you guys stay along for the next chapter, not only for the nation's capital basketball team, but for the nation's capital's basketball team podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed. Please subscribe, follow, share, view. Links to all my stuff in the description. Again, subscribe, follow, share, view. And of course, as always, I'll see you guys next time. Peace.